I think both conventions struggle to get their message out beyond their base. A significant amount of it's related to COVID and the fact that there's, you know, these more digital formats. Some of it relates, honestly, Charlie, to timing. I'm a good example of that. Our family is wrestling with the day-to-day of getting kids going back in school. And with everything going on in lots of people's lives, I just think there was a limited attention by lots of people on both conventions.
Setting aside that limited attention, is it reasonable to expect party conventions to go beyond the base in the modern era?
Personally, I think it's very important that they do. I think that our country struggles with the, I don't know, the polarization that exists in politics. And, you know, messages that only appeal to the base, I understand both parties will say, look, you've got to excite the base. It's very important. It is. It's part of, it's what Abraham Lincoln said, you know, at one point. He says, basically, you got to identify your voters and make sure they turn out and vote for you. That's part of the role, but it's not all of the role. I happen to think that there is a wide swath of voters who do not identify themselves as ideologically pure as Republicans or Democrats, who have felt more and more over the years that their views, the more independent-minded views, are not being represented by the parties. They're not attracted to the political parties. It's a missed opportunity for both parties to leave those voters on the sideline. I think there's more people in the middle than there are on the extremes. We've just got to do a better job of appealing to them.
Really? How wide is that middle? Well, many political scientists say that, yes, people say they're independent or not affiliated, but if you look at voting records and you look at philosophies, they pretty much do break almost evenly, that there isn't that much of a true uncommitted.
I push back on that theory. What I sense from the voters that I interact with who are not activists in either the Republican or the Democratic Party, those voters feel as though they just don't have a place in the political parties. They think the political parties are nestled at the edges. They think the political parties are continuing to push to the extreme. And I simply think, Charlie, that a lot of voters seek balance out of their government.
Now that the conventions are over, how do you see the shape of the national campaigns as articulated by those conventions affecting Illinois races?
And first of all, nationally, I think the thing that is at play is certainly Trump's handling of COVID is receiving significant scrutiny. These protests and kind of the lack of law and order that is existing around the country, I think, is going to have a tremendous impact on the races. The violence that we continue to see, unfortunately, against primarily young black men, I think is going to have an impact here. How all of this plays out in Illinois, you know, especially in Chicago and the suburbs, Trump is the obvious underdog in those areas. Those areas where Republicans need to do well, we've got a total uphill battle in our legislative races in those areas.
Trump lost the state by, what, 17% last time?
Significant margin last time. Obvious, some very stark regional differences. Downstate, Trump's going to perform very well, but there's just a ton of voters in Chicago and the suburbs. It's going to be a tough year, Charlie.